Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Tefvav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Med Beis, four lines from the bottom, Tani Ha'avodim. Tani Ha'avodim Ha'ashtoreth Ha'metaltelin, Ein Lehen Egoith Bekoyus. The Bais says that slaves, documents, and movables don't have an investigation letter when Beis Din wants to sell them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi explains this means there's no announcement. Ula Ba'yishmo Amar, Avodim shall yivuchu ashtoreth v'metaltelin shall yignovu. Ula Ba'yishmal explains the reason is that that in the meanwhile we don't want the slaves to run away or documents and movables to be stolen. Ve'abba ba'kahana by kami Rabbi Yosi, leith ha'da'amma she'ava avodim niftim b'shleisha. The question of Ve'abba ba'kahana asked Rabbi Yosi is, doesn't this show that slaves are redeemed from hektish with only three judges, so the matter doesn't become publicly known? Amalei in, and Rabbi Yosi answered yes. Ve'ataninan, well, Rabbi Abba Bakana asked the question, don't we learn in the Mishnah, Bekakoiz, Tish v'koyin, v'adam k'yotzebehen, that the regarding fields there have to be nine and a koyin, which is also the case when evaluating the monetary value of a person. If so, a slave should require ten. Amalei of Yosi answered, Achein Adam Dacha ben Chayrenu. The Mishnah refers to a free man who consecrated his value to the Beit HaMikdash, but not to a slave. Chanani bar Shalmei Amr Shem Rav, Asa Uv the Kami Rebbe, Ubar Lemevid Karabonon. Chanani bar Shalmei quoting Rav said that now the Mishnah and Ksubas are taught that according to the Rabbonon, if the evaluation of the judges was wrong by a sixth, then the sale is cancelled. Rishim Gamliel said that the sale is valid, and otherwise you take away the authority of Beis Din. Such a case came before Rebbe, and he wanted to rule like the Rabbonon. Amr Belaza ben Parta, Ben Rebelaza ben Parta, Rebbe Lekain Lemantano, Beshim Zekainecha, Imkain, Makoyach Beis Din Yafe, I should say. Rebelaza ben Parta, the grandson of Rebelaza ben Parta, said to Chananya bar Shalmei, Rebbe, didn't you teach us in the name of your grandfather that Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel that otherwise you take away the authority of Beis Din and therefore the sale has to be valid? Amalei in v'chaza v'avad to Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Chananya ben Shalmei says yes, and he retracted and followed Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Hiska, the Mishnah ruled dinin nefashos be'esem v'shloisha. Capital cases require 23 judges. Re'abol shal shor niskal kuvmeir mahu litin akesev v'shloisha niskal be'esem v'shloisha. Re'abol asked the question: according to Rebbe's view, in the case of an ox that killed and has to be stoned, is the aspect of the koifer, which is atonement money, judged by 3 or by 23 judges? Amle Rebbe Yosi be'rabun shor niskal kulei mamon hu ugreis akosav shi'iskal. Rebbe Yosi be'rabun said to Rebbe Ol that the ox that's stoned is entirely a monetary case, but it's a divine decree that it has to be stoned. Angutus hegemoin shalu Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yashor Yisakel v'gambala v'yumas. The general Agnatus asked to Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Pasuk teaches in Shmois in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof Tes, the ox shall be stoned. What's the meaning of the words, and the owner shall be put to death? Amalei, Rebbe Yochanan said to him, Shutuf listim kalistim. The owners are like partners of the bandits, since they have a dangerous ox in their possession. Now he answers because he didn't want to reveal to them the real answer. Shiyotza amru l'tamida Rebbe lezeh dechisa bekaneh lanu ma'at meshiv. When Agnes has left, the student said to Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, you managed to send her away with that flimsy answer, but what will you answer us? Amalehen, Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai says to them, k'siv hashor yisakeh v'gam ba'alav yumas k'misas ha'bailim kein misas hashor. Hikish Mrs. Bailem and Mrs. Ashor, Mam Mrs. Bailem, Bedrisha v'chakira, be'esem v'shloisha, and Mrs. Ashor, Bedrisha v'chakira, be'esem v'shloisha. The pasuk says, the ox shall be stoned and the owner shall be put to death. The death of the owner, the death of the ox is like the death of the owners, means just as the death of the owners when a human is accused in a capital case is done through questioning and investigation and when 23 judges, so for the death of the ox is done through questioning and investigation and 23 judges. And we come to the next Mishnah. In Donan, Leith Hashavit, Veleith Hanavi, Novi Hasheke, Veleith Kohen Gadol, Ebe Beisdin, Shel Shivim, Be'echod. The Mishnah says cases involving an entire tribe, a false prophet, and a Kohen Gadol require a Beisdin of 71 judges. They may only send out the army to an optional war with a Beisdin of 71 judges. They may also only add to the city of Yerushalayim and to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash with a Beis Din of 71 judges. And they may only make a Sanhedrin for the individual tribes with a Beis Din who are authorizing it of 71 judges. They may only rule on a wayward city with a Beis Din of 71 judges. Ein oisin ir nidachas besafar v'lo shlosh ir nidachas aval oisin achas ashtayim. They may not rule that a city is considered wayward if it's located near the border with another nation. One may also not rule that three cities are wayward cities, but one may rule about one or about two. And the Gemara says, "Ife chami shnaim in dalin loy koshiken shevet." The Gemara asks the question: if they may not even rule on two people, that the false prophet and the Kohen Gadol with less than 71 judges, then certainly that number will be required for an entire tribe. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Abba Matanya, Benossi, Shvatim, he Masnisa. The Mishnah is teaching about the Nossi of a tribe, not the tribe itself. Abba Blaza, Bechorish, Shvim, Shben, Shnei, Shvatim, he Masnisa. Blaza says he was talking about a forest located between two tribes. Since the question of the possession of land of Eretz Yisrael is involved, it requires 71 judges. Abba Bizera, Nema Kan Zadoin, Benema Lalon Zadoin. Bezadoin, Dibu, Anovi, Mazodin Shinema Lalon, Benovi Asheke, Akosam Madabe, Avzodin Shinema Kan, Benovi Asheke, Akosam Madabe. Bezera says the source that a false prophet is judged by 71 judges is through Egzera Shaba. It says over here concerning a Zakin Mamri, which is a rebellious elder, in Droim, in Perik Yudzayim Posuk Yudbeis, and the man who will act intentionally. And it says later on about a false prophet, in Droim Perik Yudches Posuk Chofbeis, the prophet spoke intentionally. Just as Zakin Mamri is judged by 71, so too the false prophet is judged with 71. Amr b'cheskei nema kam dibe v'nema la'alon, ashe yidabe, hanovi, b'shem Hashem, ma'an dibe sh'nema la'alon, b'novi sh'asheke, ha'kosef medabe, after dibe sh'nema kan, b'novi sh'asheke, ha'kosef medabe. Cheskei says that learning Gzeir Shava use a different word, that it says over here concerning Zakin Mamre in Dram Yudzayin, Pasuk Yudzayin, and you shall do according to the word, daval, that they shall tell you. And it says there concerning a false prophet, Dvarim Yudches Pasuk Chofbeis, that the prophet shall speak Yedaber in the name of Hashem. Just as the Zakin Mamri is judged by 71, so too the false prophet is judged with 71.